From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, where Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy who makes no apologies for her game on and off the court. For more than a decade, she has former best friends Patrick and Art, played by Josh O'Connor and Mike Feist, under her spell. It's Tashi's game and Tashi's rules. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. Thankfully, C4 Energy has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus. C4 Smart Energy is formulated with 200 milligrams of natural caffeine from green coffee beans, plus potassium, niacin, and vitamin B12 to support well-being and help you feel your best, all while promoting fat burn and boosting metabolism. So I have recently tried C4 Smart Energy, and let me tell you, it is giving me a boost. That caffeine is hitting because I have a very short attention span. I get distracted so easily, and I tried it, and I was like, yeah, this is a boost, all right. I love that. Look for Smart Energy every day in the beverage aisle at your local Costco. Go grab a can and share on social media tagging at C4 Energy and the It's Me Tinks podcast to show us how Smart Energy helps you stay focused wherever you are. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused. Have you heard about Roback Activewear? Well, let me introduce you. You may have seen that subtle dog logo on your man's polos, hoodies, or Q-zips, but now Roback is growing their women's line. They strive for the best fit and best feel. I am so glad that Roback is now doing women's wear as well, because they really have it down when it comes to super soft athletic wear that is just the cutest ever and so, so, so comfortable. You know me, I'm all about comfort. I'm all about feeling cozy while on the go, and I am always on the go. So go Roback. We love that you're in women's wear now. It's 2024, the spring's coming, and ladies, it's time to check out Roback for yourself. So use the code TINKS on Roback.com for a generous 20% off your first order for all hoodies, joggers, skorts, and more. That's spelled ROBACK.com. That's 20% off with the code TINKS. Good morning, guys. I'm Tinks, and you're listening to It's Me Tinks live exclusively on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. As always, it's our weekly time to talk to each other with a live Ask Me Anything. I want to answer all of your questions, so call me right now. Dial 888-94-STARS. That's 888-947-8277. Hi, guys. I missed you so much. Even when we do a voicemail episode, it's only 2 weeks, but it feels like a lifetime. So, guys, this morning, the best laid plans, they always fall through, right? I got up early. And I went to go get a smoothie because I have my car back now after a 3-month hiatus. So I feel like a teenager again. I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to get myself breakfast. I'm going to go get a smoothie before the show. I'm a Virgo. I'm organized. I go halfway through the smoothie making experience. The power cuts out. And I thought it was just the place at first, but it's like all of West Hollywood. And then first of all, I had to leave my smoothie halfway made. Very sad. You know, I'll be going to claim him after this. Then as I drove out, I realized it was like all of West Hollywood. And doesn't it freak you out when the traffic lights are out? Oh my God. It freaks me out to know. And I was driving like a mouse. I was so afraid because, you know, people are crazy and it's like, we can't govern ourselves. People are all nuts on the road. It's really scary. So I guess there's a big power outage. And also, I don't know what that means for me because I'm getting a new air conditioner. If you've been following along, yet another thing in my new house is broken. Don't grow up. It's a trap, okay? It's a trap. Do not grow up. Anyway, obviously, as this heat wave is descended upon Los Angeles, I find out that I need a whole new air conditioner system, which is just like, okay, what else is up? What else? I'll tell you what, when the lovely gentleman came to inspect yesterday, he went to the attic, and as he's walking out after hitting me with this enormous bill for the new air conditioner, he goes, by the way, you got a lot of rodent droppings. You got a lot of rodent droppings in your attic. I said, come again? Excuse me? Rodent droppings? Are you kidding me? I had termites. I nuked my whole house. I didn't know that I had to specify which pests I wanted to eliminate. Anyway, enough about me and my boring middle-aged house stuff. I am trying to promote the show. It's always good for new people to discover it. And And so one of the ways that we're doing that is to film me doing these shows. But I obviously do it first thing in the morning. And I am not a person who looks hot in the morning. I look bad. No matter if I went to bed early, even if I didn't drink, whatever, I look so bad. And so I've been having like a gentle war about wearing sunglasses. And Jen and Sethi are like, you know, it looks really unapproachable if you wear sunglasses in the video. It looks like you think you're a diva. You're not Howard Stern. And I'm like, no, I fully understand that. I'm just ugly. I look trash in the morning. That's why I want to wear my sunglasses. So this morning I found light blue, baby blue glasses with lenses where you can see my eyes. And we finally agree that this is a good compromise. So, huge win for me. I think we can go to a voicemail.
Hi, this is Rachel calling in from Seattle. I was wondering what she would do in my situation. One of my best girlfriends still kind of talks to one of my ex-boyfriends, and they became friends through me while we were dating like years ago. And they still like see each other and hang out even though they live in different states. And then whenever I'm with her, she talks to me about him and like tells me what he's up to, and just kind of like, she says stuff like, he looks really good and he's doing really well. And I don't know why it bothers me, and that's probably a me problem, but I just don't really know how to approach the subject of talking to her of like, hey, I don't really want to hear this anymore. Like, it doesn't make me feel good about myself. So just wanted to see what advice you had, Tinks, on how to navigate the situation. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Hi, honey. First of all, not a you problem. That's a very normal problem for her. That's because of her weird behavior. I think it would be different if you guys knew him at the same time, or she possibly introduced you guys or what have you, but she met him through you. I am here to tell you that that is disrespectful behavior. You know, a couple episodes ago, Camilla and I were talking about girl code, and that just goes straight against my girl code. I don't care. I don't care if she thinks that he's funny or cool or whatever. There's plenty of other people for her to be friends with, and she met him through you, and now you're no longer together. And also, it would be different if you're all in the same friend group or something. But the fact that they live in different states and they still hang out, absolutely no. Immediately no from me. And also layer on the fact that then she has the audacity to say he looks really good. I mean, I don't want to speculate too much, but it sounds like she might have a little crush. And that's, you know, not cool. So how I would deal with it is to go to coffee with her or on a rich mom walk, just be like, look, I wouldn't even beat around the bush. I wouldn't even say, you know, I would just say it straight. I'd say, I'm going to be honest with you. It makes me really uncomfortable that you're friends with my ex. You met him through me and we're no longer together. And even though we're on good terms, it makes me feel very, very weird and uncomfortable that you guys hang out. And it makes me feel disrespected that then you report back, on your hangouts when I see you. And then just stop talking and see what she says, because it's not nice and it's not correct. And she's your friend first and he's your ex, plain and simple. Don't mince your words. I know it can be tough, but one thing that I want to impress upon all of you guys, all of you listeners, more and more, is that it's actually just easier to say how you feel. And this took me a long, long ass time. And I still have trouble. Sometimes I'll try to cover something in a lot of words. I'm very wordy anyway. So just say exactly how you feel. You know, you're making me feel really disrespected and hurt, and I don't understand why you're doing this. And stop talking and see what she says. But it's not a you thing. And don't apologize. Don't say, oh, this is probably weird of me, or, oh, like, I'm probably being oversensitive. Don't say that. Your feelings are your feelings, and she's your friend, and she needs to know. Yeah, that's not a you thing. That's a her thing. So good luck. I hope that she's receptive and snaps out of it. We're going to go to another voicemail. Sorry, guys. Bear with us. We are having major technical difficulties. Like I said, it's really funny that I opened the show with a huge thing about the power outage, because it's obviously extremely widespread and wreaking havoc. Is it wreaking havoc or wrecking havoc on our phone systems? Let's play another voicemail.
Hi, my name is Sarah. I'm from Washington State. And my question is something that Tinks gets asked a lot. I know you get asked it all the time, but I have some excuses you need to hear first before you answer. It's about making friends. And I know you get that question all the time, like I said, but my problem is I'm a 24-year-old. I'm married. I'm a pretty devout religious person. Like I follow my religion pretty strictly. And I just feel like that makes me boring because I don't drink. I like don't really swear. Like I don't mind if other people do though. And that's my problem. I feel like I come off boring. Like I feel like people are uninterested when they find out like I don't drink or whatever, but I don't care. I don't mind being around it. It's just something I don't do. And I'm wondering, the other thing is I'm really shy at first and I have a really hard time like being vulnerable and being like outgoing from the get-go. So I'm wondering, do you have any advice for how I can make friends in this situation? And maybe it's not that big of a deal, but I just wanted to ask like specifically for my situation.
Okay. Yeah, this is an interesting one. Okay. First of all, you don't sound boring. I'm going to say that, and you don't sound shy. So I would be careful about how you talk to yourself because remember, our bodies hear everything. Our self-confidence hears everything that we say to ourselves. So if you are consistently saying I'm boring, you know, I'm shy, I'm this and that, that's not nice to yourself. So that's point number one. Secondly, this is an idea and then I'll go on to my practical advice. I wonder if you can tap into your religious community to make friends because that could be a great resource. I mean, if you follow your religion devoutly, I'm sure that you've thought about this, but really tap into it. Like maybe not just in your town, but maybe more of a national network of people. Or is there, this sounds really silly, but it's honestly pretty specific and a idea. I would go on TikTok because there is a corner of TikTok for every single interest and religion and whatever. And you actually can build a community on there or at least, you know, interact and talk to like-minded people. And you'd be surprised how easy it is to make friends on TikTok. So that's just an idea. Also, similarly, Instagram, but I feel like TikTok, it's very easy to find those specific niches. So maybe look into that. And then in terms of actually making friends, you mentioned several times that you don't mind when people drink and, you know, swear and do that stuff around you. So I think maybe it's a question of timing of when you share all that, because I wonder if perhaps now when you meet new people, you're like, I want to be your friend, but I don't drink and I don't swear and I'm super religious and I'm married, and like you're telling them all that stuff up front. And then they're thinking, maybe I don't fit into her life or what have you. So I think let your personality shine first. I think it's, you know, aside from the shyness, you told me all these factors which you feel are debilitating to your friendship making abilities. So I would not lead with those. Not that they're anything to hide, but just because anybody else, like, for example, when I meet people, I don't say, hi, I'm Tinks. I love to smoke and drink and I love to do all this and that. And I'm really like, I don't say all that stuff about my personality. I just say, hey, how are you? What's going on or whatever. So I think that maybe you're limiting yourself. You're harboring these limiting beliefs about you and your ability to make friends. And the truth is, people I find are pretty open-minded. And so I'm not saying hide all these amazing things about yourself. I'm just saying let them come out naturally. You know, being married comes up in conversations naturally. You don't have to say it up front or whatever. Your religion, that's something that's incredibly important to you, will come up naturally as you get closer to people. I don't know. That's just an idea. Again, I don't know how you make friends, but I think my overall advice would be just don't have these limiting beliefs about yourself. You sound really fun, honestly. You have a really fun voice and you sound self-aware and you're interested in making friends, which is half the battle. And then I would, again, tap into your network and find like-minded people. But please don't speak badly about yourself. And even if you are a little shy, that's okay. Being shy isn't a bad thing. Shy people are usually super perceptive and very emotionally intuitive. So speak nicely about yourself and think, I'd make a great friend. So I can't wait to do that. And I love you lots. And good luck. And I'm manifesting a good friend year for you. If you're planning a wedding, the first thing you need to know about is Zola. Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place, including venue options and all your vendors. Plus, you can design, save the dates and invites, build a free wedding website, create your registry, and stay on track and on budget throughout the entire wedding process with their free planning tools. I have three really good friends getting married this year, and they're all using Zola. And I know because they were telling me about how easy it is, and it's just truly a one-stop shop. And you know this girl loves efficiency, right? So my friends were telling me you can do it all in one place. What a relief, right? And I know about Zola because I've bought so many gifts on registries via Zola. And I just love how easy it is to send gifts, keep everything organized. Everything is like done for you. And we absolutely love that. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. All the must-have styles that pair with everything this spring. DSW has all the must-have styles from fun, colorful sandals to sporty soles and cool fashion sneakers. All the latest styles, fun colors, and best brands at great prices. Okay, you guys, it is officially spring. Thank goodness. I've been so excited to get out of the colder weather, and I'm excited to start wearing more spring forward looks. Okay. I am excited to show my toes again. They've been in hiding, right? I got a pedicure and I am ready for open toed shoes. I'm ready to do like a little jean with a wedge. I am ready to do some beautiful strappy sandals at the upcoming weddings that I have. I am just so excited for all of the opportunities to wear cute shoes, and DSW has so many options, and I will be needing quite a few pairs, so it's time to shop. Explore the latest spring styles at your nearest DSW store or online at dsw.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. My social battery gets drained so easily. You guys know I am a sensitive Virgo woman, okay? I need that time to rest and relax. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. You guys know that therapy is everything to me. I have it every single week because my therapist helps me learn my boundaries. She is the one who says, whoa, I don't think you should go to that. You are really tired. You're really stressed right now. That is going to drain you. And it's just so helpful to have a trained professional who can help you realize those boundaries. You know, I'm obsessed with boundaries, guys. So give therapy a try because it can be so useful. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/tinks today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tinks. To know me is to know that I am obsessed with spicy margaritas. Love tequila cocktails? Then check out the award-winning 21 Seeds Infused Tequila. It's a one-of-a-kind tequila infused with the juice of real fruit. 21 Seeds is smooth, not sweet. It smells fresh and bright and tastes incredible. Try 21 Seeds Infused Tequila. Learn more at 21seeds.com. Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. This Mother's Day, spoil the moms in your life with little luxuries from Osea. I am obsessed with Osea because it is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate neutral certified. And I just know I can feel very safe using everything. My mom loves it too. I always gift her Osea because I know she's obsessed with it. She is a big fan of the body oil. She just loves how soft it makes her skin feel. It is the best. The Undaria Algae Body Oil is seriously one of a kind. Like I said, that's my mom's favorite. It's rich yet never greasy, and it's clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity. It leaves skin silky, soft, and unbelievably glowing. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code TINKS at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code TINKS for 10% off. The phones are back on, and Angelique, most patient person, we can finally chat. So hi, what's up? What's going on?
Hi, Tinks. Good morning. I can't believe I'm talking to you. This is awesome. I'm sure you hear it all the time, but
thanks for sticking in there with us. Love you back. What's going on?
I have a pretty head-scratcher one for you. Of course, it's dating related. I'm going to try to consolidate the details as much as I can because there's a bit of a timeline. But so dating this guy right now, we were kind of talking back in high school. I'm in my 30s now. I'm 32.
Okay.
We're talking back in high school, lost connection. In November 2020, we reconnected. And from there, it kind of like turned into this whirlwind thing. I was getting out of a 6-year relationship and was still kind of on the mend. Probably shouldn't have been dating or talking to anybody, but it kind of just fell in my lap and came out of nowhere. So I went with it. Definitely self-sabotage during that time, unfortunately. And it's something that I've kind of figured out on my own after. But so we dated from November 2020 until about April of 2021, and he kind of was the one to be like backing out of it because of my like self-sabotage. And he, of course, wanted to stay friends, and I was like not ready to also kind of have him out of my life. So I was like, I will try. I kind of told him straight up, like, this is not ideal for me, but I'll give it a shot. And I did. And in between that time, I even kind of told him, like, hey, you know, this is really difficult for me. I'm having a little bit of trouble. And every time we kind of try to talk it out, and we would try to stop talking. We would try really hard to stop talking. And he would kind of always come back around, and it just never happened. So we ended up, after April 2021, still kind of kept in touch, still were friends. And but then the thing is, it did not feel like a friendship. It felt completely like a relationship. Morning texts, like FaceTimes before bed, mm-hmm. like texting throughout the day, coming to see me, driving like a bunch of hours to come to see me.
Wait, were you guys
hanging out a lot?
Were you guys sleeping together during this time?
Only a couple times, but that's the thing is like I would never initiate it.
Yeah.
He kind of would, and then I would of course kind of go along with it, it wasn't very often, I would say that.
So
that kept happening, kept seeing each other and all that. So then that was April 2021, and then till about January of this year, 2022, I kind of got to the point where I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
Like, this is really, really kind of taking a toll on me because I wanted more out of it, and I wanted to, like, actually try again. And we had talked about what happened during that time that we were dating, and I kind of, you know, expressed, like, this is why I was the way I was. And we had a really good conversation about it. And so I was like, okay, like, I guess that's good. But anyway, so January 2022, February 2022, I basically kind of gave him an ultimatum.
Yeah.
And I just told him, like, look, this is where I'm at. I tried for, like, the last almost year to just be your friend. And, like, this does not feel like a friend situation at all. And I just kind of called him out on a lot of the stuff that he was doing. Like, he would be the one to just, like, call me throughout the day and be, like, just checking in, you know, just seeing how you're doing. And I'm like, why are you doing this if we're just friends?
Right.
So gave him the ultimatum, and he basically agreed, but that conversation was also really, like, he agreed to try dating. And again, that conversation was just like, it almost came off like, well, you're giving me an ultimatum. I don't have any other choice but to go ahead with it.
Okay.
Even though I told him, like, hey, look, like, you have the right to say no. It's okay. Like, it sucks, but it's fine. I just want to make sure that if we do this, you're going to be on board, like, 100%.
Right.
And he was like, yeah, like, I will, like, let's do it. And so that started kind of in, like, February, mid-February. But nothing changed. Like, he wasn't really being, like, affectionate. We were still kind of, it just still felt very friendly. Like, we had, like, kind of hooked up, like, maybe once or something, but I feel like even that went away. So I was just like, what is going on? And basically, so that was February of this year. And then, let's see, in May of, not even a month ago, mm-hmm. I was in Hawaii. He was cat sitting my cat, who absolutely adores him. Like, I think she, like, loves him more than me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's cat sitting for me while I was in Hawaii, and basically broke up with me while I was in Hawaii on a family vacation. And let me backtrack. Before I left for this vacation, I kind of brought it up to him, like, hey, this is not really what I was expecting. Like, please take your time. When I'm back, like, let's talk about this. But like, when I'm back. And this guy just, for some reason, could not hold it in and like was
so
like,
he broke
hey,
up with
don't
you.
Think this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
and
when
while
you,
I'm
yeah. So then when you got back, what happened?
When I got back, then we kind of had our, like, I had to see him because he had my keys and had a bunch of stuff and, like, you know, saw him and we kind of had our final conversation and it was pretty, like, emotional, of course. And then he left. And then the next day, I'm just, like, at home. I was sleeping a whole bunch because I was just, like, did not want to be awake for a little while. And knock on the door and he's back. And he was just, like, I can't lose you. And, like, I want to, like, give this a proper shot. He's, like, I do really think this could be something great. And, like, I really don't want to lose you. Like, I can't be without you
were
the exact words he said. And I'm just, like, and he was just like, you can take some time to think about it.
Okay.
And
we, okay. And so, and that's where we are current present day.
Yes.
Okay. You have to cut it off. I'm sorry. I don't care. This is too long a saga. Like, this is you. He has, okay, first of all, let's back up. For the whole of that time when you guys were talking and he was checking in and you were like, I don't know why he's doing that. Like, we're just friends, blah, blah, blah. Why? Because he's having his cake and he's eating it too. He's having all the validation of a relationship and he feels this immense comfort with you, someone he's known for 15 plus years, and he doesn't have to do anything. It's a low lift. And then you gave him an ultimatum and he said, he's literally telling you, like, I feel pushed into this. And so it's like when, you know, that quote that Maya Angelou and Oprah always say, like, when someone tells you who they are, listen, like, he's telling you, like, you should never have to ultimate. I don't know. People have different opinions on ultimatums. But in this case, I don't think that you want to ultimatum this guy who you've been having this on off thing with into a relationship. Like, that just he should be excited to be in a relationship with you. And now all this back and forth, like, you know, him breaking up with you while you're away, I'm going to be honest with you, is because he can't deal with it. He can't face his emotions. He's, you know, it's like a low lift. Like, he couldn't even look at you straight face to face and say, like, this isn't, you know, this isn't working. And I know that you still have feelings for him, but I'm going to be honest with you. I'm worried that you have, like, sunk cost syndrome where you're like, this has been going on for so long that now I have to just keep going and just maybe if I just do one more round of this, this is too long. I'm going to be tough with you. And I hope that you called me because you wanted me to be tough with you. But girl, come on. You deserve better. You got to cut it off. And I mean cold turkey. I need you to tell him, like, listen, I have put my heart on the line a million times with you. I've waited for you. I've been patient and this just isn't good for either of us. Please don't contact me for 4 months. Just say that and then really do it. Cause you have to explore your other options. You have to let him go. You're living in purgatory. You've been living in purgatory for years now. That's not a good place to live.
Yeah, hasn't been fun, and I will be for real. He has given me a lot of that hope to kind of hold on to, which is really, like, not great, but I'm just, yeah,
it's
I
time.
Totally agree, and
it's
I knew you were going to be hard, so
yeah.
That's why I called.
Yeah. It's time, honey, okay? I'm serious. That's my final line, and please write in and tell me what happens, because I really want to know if he's able to stick to it, but that is, you gotta be your own champion, and you gotta be the main character, and it's time for a new chapter for real now.
I agree. Thank you so much.
Of course.
I really appreciate it.
All right. Bye, honey. Oh.
Bye.
Rough. All right. A long saga. Never a good thing. Not that many rounds. You know, it's not boxing. I don't know how many rounds there are in boxing, but whatever sport there's a lot of rounds are, that's not how love life should be. It should be like one or two max. Okay. Abby in New York. Hello, Abby. How are you?
Hi, thanks. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Okay, sure. So I am 23 as of today, living in New York City.
Happy birthday!
Thank you so much. This is a great present.
Oh.
I met up with a friend from college last week just to catch up. And totally unprompted, in the middle of a conversation, she was like, are you seeing anybody? I think I want to set you up with my brother.
Oh.
And she mentioned it a couple of times throughout the night. We were kind of like laughing about it. But I would be interested in meeting this brother, but I want to know how to, like, follow up on this without being too pushy or putting her in a weird spot if her brother isn't interested. And also, is this a terrible idea?
How?
If it's not a terrible idea, how do you, like, have a successful setup situation?
This is a really good question that I haven't gotten before. I love this question. And first of all, happy birthday. 23, living in New York City. My gosh, you have truly the world at your fingertips, and I'm so excited for you. How close are you to this friend from college?
Not crazy close. She's kind of like, she's one of those people I can talk to for hours on end, and she's only in New York for the summer, so we were just kind of like, oh my goodness, we have to catch up.
Oh, great.
I love her. I want to, my friendship with her does take priority.
Yeah.
But it's not, you know, she's not like a best friend. I don't know if that's,
yeah, no, it does. No, I think that that's all I needed to know, because I think it's like, if it's a best friend, that's messy, or it's someone you're hanging with every week, that can get too complicated. But I think that you can totally text her and say, had so much fun catching up with you, and I'm actually super down to meet your brother if the offer still stands. And then just see what she says, because if she brought it up, you know, it's her idea. And then, you know what? Just go into the date super friendly and, like, it's just a blank slate. Like, who cares? It really doesn't matter. And these things, if you are honest, you know, either way, like, don't panic if you don't click with him or whatever. What I would do in that case is be super honest with her and be like, oh, your brother is a doll. Had so much fun getting to know him. I don't think there's a romantic spark, but, you know, obviously cool people running your family because we had a blast. And just leave it. Like, I would even I would make sure to tell her if there is no spark. And if there is a spark, great. It's setups are the best. Literally all my boyfriends have been setups. So I say go for it. And you have, like, birthday energy. Send the text today.
Okay. I might. Okay. And then you can send, like, follow up on it once, and then the ball's kind of in her court, in her brother's court. And if I don't,
yeah,
let it go.
I think follow up on it once is perfect. And if she doesn't figure it out, or she doesn't say something, then just leave it, because maybe she was, like, drunk, or she, you know, whatever. Like, you know, I feel like I used to be so annoying about setups, like, especially when I was in my young 20s. Someone would mention a guy, and I'd be like, oh my God, set me up. And they'd be like, okay, whatever. And then I would hound them. I would literally hound them. I'm cringing thinking about this, honestly, because I used to future trip so much that I would, like, stalk the guy online, and then I would create a complete narrative of being obsessed with him. And I would think, there's even a Sex and the City episode about this where Charlotte does this, where you make yourself believe that this is the love of your life, and you haven't even fucking met them. Anyway, I'm sidebarring, but I think once is perfect. And if she doesn't follow up, just let it be. Because when it's supposed to happen, it happens. When it does not, it's not, with setups, I believe. So, but yeah, send one. Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. I'll text her today. Thanks, Tink.
I am so excited for you. Happy birthday again. Yeah, it's an exciting time. Beginning of summer, birthday. I love this for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
You too. Bye, Abby. Love you.
Bye.
Ooh, I weirdly think that they're going to date. I don't know why. Maybe that's because I'm watching that freaking show on Amazon, which I'm going to talk about on Friday on the podcast because I'm so obsessed with it. But I'm like, teen romance is alive and well. Okay, I think we're going to talk to Margot. Hi, Margot.
Hi, Tinks. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Okay, first of all, I'm so excited. I can't believe I'm actually talking to you on the phone. But
I'm excited to talk to you.
Yes, okay, awesome. Well, I have, like, not a crazy story or anything, but I started working at a construction company about 8 months ago, my first, like, big girl job.
Okay.
And I was like, damn, there's not really any, like, young people here. It's a lot of, like, middle-aged, like, people, which is totally fine, but yeah. I'm always looking for kind of the cute boy that I can flirt with at work.
Sure.
So then I one day kind of see this guy, and I'm like, oh, the guy's, like, really cute. But I find out that he, like, works out in the field, and I'm a marketing person, so I just work in the office. So over the course of the last, like, 8 months, I've really only seen him, like, a few times. And back in December, I knew that he was dating a girl. But every time we would, like, run into each other, we would always kind of chit chat, and, like, it would feel flirty, but I was also kind of like,
maybe you're just really kind, because I've seen him just be very nice to everyone else. And so, but then for work, I have to send out these intro emails for our new hires to the whole like employee list. And one time he made a joke about them and was like, I love those emails, like love getting them from you, they make me laugh. And I was like, oh, okay, like that's
flirty.
Funny.
I was like,
well, turn on. Yeah, I was like, turn on your email notifications for me next time so you can see that like email pop up immediately. He was like, okay, I will. And that was back in like March. So the next time I sent out one of those emails, he had responded to it. It was like, really great work, Margo. Like, this is so awesome. And I was like, wow, okay. This is kind of flirty. This is like a little flirty, but I won't read that much into it. So then fast forward to literally last week, we were having an appreciation lunch, and so we invited all of our employees, and I hadn't seen this boy in 2 months. So I genuinely was like, we hadn't talked to a lot. I was like, he probably doesn't even work anymore. Like, I bet he quit.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, he walks into this lunch. We start talking, like, immediately something feels different. I'm like, I just, like, feel something different. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. And he was like, I haven't gotten an email from you in a while. Like, maybe I'll have to email you first. And I was like, okay, sure. So then, like, during the middle of this lunch, we keep making eye contact. It's really flirty. It feels like. And he like mouths to me. He's like, well, check your email. So check my email. He sends me this like really cute one that's just like stuff with like a winky face. And
oh,
I'm like, okay,
God.
That's a step. Yeah. And so then basically I ended up responding to him and was like, please forward all flirting inquiries to my personal email or see below for my number. And he ends up texting. He also gets my number, asks for my number at that lunch, texts me 2 hours later, and we've been texting ever since and, like, flirting, like, a lot. And he's 32, and I just turned 23. So it's definitely just, like, a new age range for me. And also, like, I've never – I, like, kind of feel like for the first time, like, this could – it might lead somewhere. Like, obviously, I don't know because it's so early, but I'm just – I guess my question is more, like, I've never really been in like a real relationship that where I've truly been like genuinely interested in someone and someone's like shown this much interest in me like from the beginning. I'm just really scared to be like extremely like myself and like be intimate and like be very vulnerable, even though I'm a really open person with people, like an open person in general.
Yeah.
But I think like that like being in a relationship with someone freaks me out, especially because I don't know, he's older, which is like really hot to me, but also I'm like just nervous about it. So I don't know if you have any tips on like not being so scared about just if I end up dating someone who genuinely likes me and like wants to get to know me.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. First of all, this story is really cute and I was like waiting for something bad to happen and it's really sounds great. It is, you know, I'm going to call out the age difference. It's a big difference. Like a 32-year-old guy and a 23-year-old girl are in different places in life. And I just want to state that. I don't think that it's necessarily like a bad thing. I just want to call it out and just say like, you know, yeah, you're in different places. But what I'm more interested in is what you're afraid of. Like what, and I really mean that as a follow-up question, like what is holding you back? And do you think it's held you back in the past? Do you think, you know, is it just simply being vulnerable with someone? Is it opening your heart to someone? Are you worried of being heartbroken? Are you worried of someone, you know, seeing all different sides of you? Because that's interesting to me.
Yeah, so it's definitely something that's held me back in the past. I think it's just been really hard because every time I feel like I have been genuinely interested in a guy, it like hasn't worked out, and especially if I've like kind of tried to pursue it more than they have.
Right.
And then also like I just, for some reason, like them finding out like little things about me that like, you wouldn't know unless you were kind of dating me or like best friends with me just feels like so much more, obviously it is so much more personal, but it feels like it's so exposing and like, I guess I'm just kind of scared of someone being genuinely interested and like, I really like them and them just leaving eventually. And I know that's kind of just the risk of dating someone, but I want to be in love like so badly, but I don't ever want to like force something and I don't ever want to like look for love. I just want it to happen naturally. But I'm kind of like what you said, like I'm a future reader, like whatever it's called. Like I look really into the future, like very quickly.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of hard for me not to like
just get overwhelmed and like overthink so much.
Totally.
At the beginning.
I get that. And I relate to that so much too. I think I, you know, in my younger years, I would really, really future trip. And honestly, I would mess things up because I'd be thinking in the future too much and not being in the present. I wonder if this mental shift will help you. I think that, you know, our whole lives, we are told that dating is kind of like a zero sum game. Like either you win and you get like a partner, a life partner out of it, or you lose and you break and they, you know, something bad happens. Someone gets their heart broken or whatever, you know, the relationship ends. And I harbored this belief for so many years. And then I realized that that's actually not true at all. And what you should be aiming for is not perfection in your dating life. It should be to get experience. And I think that dating as an era, like it needs a rebrand. It's not just like a race to the finish line, try and not get your heart broken. It's like, you need to find out what you like. You need to find out what type of guys you like dating. You need to find out more about yourself, because the way that you find out about yourself, especially in your 20s, is to date people. So you go on a date with a guy and say, oh, I love how the way he makes me feel so funny. Or, oh, I love how he follows up with texts, or, you know, whatever. You love the way that this guy flirts with you. Like you find that sexy and cool. Like I can hear it in your voice. That's all important data to learn, right? So I get that it's scary, but it might feel less scary if you kind of change the parameters. Like just think instead, okay, I'm just going to go into this with the hope of learning something about myself, about what I like, and having fun. And that reframe really helped me, because I was always like, especially if you're a perfectionist or a hard worker or whatever, you think like, I need everything to be perfect. And like, it's scary to open myself up. And what if they find out something about me and that turns them off and then they go away? And like, you know, you're just living in the future. So really try to ground yourself in the present by thinking like, this is might be a really cool experience. This might be fun. Maybe I fall in love with him. Maybe I don't, but I'm still going to have an experience. And looking back over the past 10 years, that's what I wish I would have done more of, is think, wow, this is an experience and it's fun. It's so fun to have a crush. Are you kidding me? When you were like saying the beginning of the story, I was like, this is the beginning of a rom-com. Like this is a movie. Like that is so fun. So every time you try and go in the future and feel that fear and whatever, reframe, control, alt, delete, new neural pathway, and think, I'm in the present. I'm enjoying this experience. We don't know what it will bring. So instead, I'm going to enjoy it now.
Okay. That's amazing, because everything you just said is like everything that I've been like working on for the last like few years with men and like my experiences with them, especially like right now. And I feel like this is kind of my first time to be able to really like reframe my thinking in that way. So I'm really excited and I really appreciate everything you just said. So.
Of course. And you know what? You're doing it the right way, because you're not looking for it. You said, okay, you're not looking for it. And that's when the world delivers, right? That's when the you know, I don't know how woo-woo you want to get, but like when you don't look, the right person drops in. And again, it might not be your life partner, but they are there to teach you something. They are there to give you an experience, even if that experience is, okay, this hot guy is flirting with me and making me feel really sexy, because that's an amazing experience that everybody should have.
I know. I'm so really enjoy excited. So.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. Please write in or DM me. Thank you. Okay, I love you so much. You're so sweet. I
love
really.
You. Thank
I hope this is a great experience for you, Margo. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Oh my God. Wow, that is such a sweet, sweet call. That's a big age difference, though. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. That's big. Although I remember when I was graduating Stanford, I was dating this guy, and he was like 31, I think, and he went to the business school. Oh my God, he dicked me around to no end. I remember he would ghost me for like weeks at a time, and then I would like run into him in New York City, and I was like, "What are you doing here?" And he'd be like, "Oh, do you want to go on a date?" And I was like, "Fuck yeah, we're back on." It's a big age difference, but I feel like, you know, you again, it's kind of, you know, it's an experience. Okay, I think we're gonna talk to Alyssa in New York City. Hi, Alyssa, how are you?
Hi, Tiggs. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. What's going on?
Okay, a few things, but before I get into it, I need to ask you a question. Have you tried the like internal shower trend on TikTok?
Yeah, I tried it in London.
What'd you think?
So I don't mean to brag on my digestive system, but I think it's good for people who don't do that every day. And also, if you're a boy listening, obviously girls don't ever do number two. And if you are don't know what we're talking about, then let's just keep it that way, honestly, or look up internal shower on TikTok. I think it's good for people if they don't usually do that. But I eat fiber. I mean, you know me. I'm like, I've got chia in my smoothie every morning. I'm eating salad. I'm eating vegetables. I'm getting that fiber. So it wasn't as wild for me as it I heard for some people on TikTok. But why are you thinking of trying it?
Well, no, I had to ask because I've been drinking it every morning and my bloating has been like absolutely gone. So I just have to bring it up.
It does. I mean, it flushes. It's you know, it does what it says it will do. So
scours the body. Okay. So getting into it, first off, I'm so happy to be talking to you. I feel like I'm talking to like my older sister right now, which is amazing.
Thank you.
And I'm an only child, so that's like great to have you as that kind of support. But okay, so long story short, I'm in like a giant transitional period right now in my life. Okay. I'm 23.
Okay.
I have been living in New York for 2 years now. And right now I kind of have like a year in between now and when I go off to grad school.
Okay.
To get my PhD. So I have like a year off and I kind of decided I just needed a change. I needed to take a gap year because I graduated in 2020 from college and I didn't really have the opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
And I made the decision to not re-sign my New York lease. So I'm moving out of New York City July 30th.
Okay.
And I'm leaving all of my friends. I'm leaving the life that I've created here, which I love. But I just felt like I needed something different. I felt like I needed to leave. And right now I'm in the position where I can really do anything, but that's so overwhelming. And I've been long distance with my boyfriend for like 2 years now. We met in college and we've been long distance. And we've been doing it. It sucks, but we've been doing it. So I'm kind of in a position. I know it's young, but I'm like, do I move in with him? He lives in Miami. Do I move to Miami? I have a couple of friends in San Diego. Like, do I move to San Diego for a year? Do I move to Miami for a year? Do I see my boyfriend wants to come with me to San Diego? I'm just terrified that I'm making the wrong decision. So I'm going to have insane FOMO leaving all of my friends here, but I just feel like I need to move on. And I feel like I need to experience more things before I'm in grad school for like 5 years, but it's overwhelming. I'm just like, I don't know.
It's definitely overwhelming. Wait, where is grad school? If you don't mind me asking, what state?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm actually applying in like November, December.
Okay.
So it's really up in the air and it's just like so difficult to get into. It's like wherever accepts me, I have to go.
Got it.
So like I'm applying at a place all around the country, but
that is a lot up in the air.
Clue what's going on in the next year.
Yeah, that is definitely a lot going up in the air because you don't know where you're going to be living. And I feel like that might have a big influence on what you do spending the next year. I mean, if you're moving to, I don't know, somewhere freezing, then you probably want to be in Miami or San Diego. And if you're going to, you know, University of Miami grad school, then that's a different story. So I get that. Yeah, that's a big transitional period. I think the fact that you went out on a limb and just, you know, you didn't renew your lease and you made this choice and you're saying you opened the call with me saying like, you really want to experience more and do this. Like, I think that that's pretty overwhelming evidence that you do need to do something different. You know, the question of the boyfriend is an interesting one. Like, Miami's really nice, but it would be, I mean, you know how that year would go, right? You would live with him and that would be really lovely, and it might, however, make moving out harder, you know, because I think if you're doing long distance and then you move in with him and then you go to grad school, that might be a difficult pivot. Not to say that you shouldn't do it, but that is one thing to consider.
Yeah, I mean, he would potentially move with me to like to wherever, go to grad school.
Oh, good. Like, okay, yeah.
He's been long distance for 2 years and I just need to know what it's like having like a boyfriend physically present with me. Because I'm not used to that anymore, you know?
Well, why don't you, what? Here's an idea. Why don't you go to San Diego for the summer? And then when it's in the fall, when it's crunch time for applying to grad school, which by the way, is no joke, like that's going to take up a lot of time and energy. Why don't you go to Miami then? Because then you can move in with your boyfriend whenever. So why don't you get a little sublet in San Diego for the summer and just try it out? And then you'll have the best of both worlds. You can spend the summer with your friends. Your boyfriend can come and visit. You can feel that sense of adventure and whatever. And then move in with your boyfriend in the fall.
You're so right. And I have friends there, so that's nice. I'm just someone who I need to have friends. I'm not the kind of girl where I can only have my boyfriend.
Of course.
And I don't know any girls, any friends in Miami. And I know like I'll to make friends with brick walls, so it'll be fine. But the second thing, I'm just terrified of having FOMO. I'm so terrified the second I move out And I see all my friends together at my old apartment pre-gaming and going out and eating dinner together. I'm afraid I'm just going to lose my mind. Like,
but you,
I don't know. That's the thing I'm dealing with the most is like FOMO and just potentially regretting leaving.
Yeah. Here's the thing right now, you have fear of FOMO. You don't even have FOMO yet. You literally have fear of it. So don't make a problem before there is one. And I think that even more reason for you to move to San Diego, because you do have friends there. And yeah, your friends are going to be always going to have fun, but so are you. And you're going to have new experiences. That's why I think you need to make this choice. I got to wrap up here. We were less than a minute left, but you need to make your choice so that you can get excited about it. That's the thing. That's why you're feeling so much fear right now. It's because you don't have a plan. And so you're just like in the abyss. But now make this your plan. Start looking at pictures of San Diego. Tell your friends there to get hyped up. Tell your boyfriend to get hyped up because you're moving in with him in the fall. And then now you have that anchor of like excitement and fun, because that's exactly what you need. It's no wonder that you're afraid. You don't have a plan. So I think that's what I would suggest. And I'm really proud of you for being so adventurous and brave. And it's going to be great.
Thank you so much, Shane.
I love you tons, okay? You're going to do great. Just make a plan and go have fun. I'm proud of you. Okay, guys, that was it for us this week. I'll be back on Friday for the podcast. Love you tons.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.